You're listening to another Vantage Point program today with George and Rita Gully.
We recently heard a report about two young people who had such inward anger that they slipped into the act of self-mutilation. This is something we really don't like to think about.
You know, we're only now hearing about things like this, and it's disturbing. Anorexia nervosa and bulimia have each become a well-known phenomena among young people. And this self-mutilation is another form of crying out for help that needs our attention.
I'll call the young man Jim. Jim was a Christian who felt his sorrow deeply as a boy when his mother died from cancer. He felt angry at God but just didn't know how to handle his emotions. He believed he was wrong to feel this way and couldn't tell God how he felt about it. That's when he began to cut himself as a way to let out his pent-up feelings. He also wanted to punish himself and felt he could control his emotional pain by inflicting it on his body.
On the other hand, the young woman, I'll call her Mary, had suffered a lot of sexual abuse in childhood and thought no one would believe her if she told on this person who was a family friend. But she turned this despair inward and began to hate herself for not being brave enough to tell someone. That in turn began her episodes of cutting herself.
It often takes someone who sees beyond the outward way a person presents himself, and that happened with Jim. Jim had a tendency also to blame himself for any little thing that went wrong. A pastor sensed this and asked why Jim felt he was always at fault. And because of this man's sensitive attitude, Jim felt he just might understand. And it was as if a dam broke. Jim broke down and confessed his secret and why he felt he had some control of his angry emotions by cutting himself as a form of punishment.
The pastor spent a lot of time with Jim, explaining that he should confess his anger to God over his mother's death, which had been the root cause of his self-mutilation. "You're not going to shock God," the pastor said. "Jesus knows your heart and all the problems you've faced. He understands and cares." The pastor went on to say, "In this world we're going to face sorrow, pain, or maybe hardship. But it only hardens our hearts if we blame God. This is the time we need to turn to him for his help and strength."
Because of our imperfect world, very few of us escape the problems that life hands out. Death is the ultimate test that we're all going to have to face one day. But before that, whatever horrible thing that confronts us in our lifetime, that's the time to turn to the Lord for help. Turning away from God can only make it worse.
Down through the ages, men have faced similar or even worse situations and have written their cries for understanding in the Bible. Listen to this from the book of Lamentations. "Men are not cast off by the Lord forever. Though he brings grief, he will show compassion. So great is his unfailing love, for he does not willingly bring affliction or grief to the children of men. Because of the Lord's great love, we are not consumed, for his compassions never fail."
And another verse from God's word is this: "Cast all your cares on him, because he cares for you." Self-mutilation or self-punishing is a useless action. It only causes more harm and doesn't solve the problem. Jesus has already taken the punishment for all these wrongs in his own body when he died on the cross for us.
Whatever evil that has been done to you in your innocent childhood, or whatever wrong and sinful thing you've done to yourself, Jesus will forgive you. You can ask him to forgive you for leaving him out of your life, and ask him to help you to quit punishing yourself. He truly cares for you and waits for you to turn to him. Thank him for dying for you on the cross, and ask him to come into your heart and life today.
For any information about the program that you've heard today, contact us on communicationradio.org.